And absolutely brilliant, Illawarra Hawks, 106, Adelaide 36ers, 98. Brad, they're into the finals. So
good morning, boys. They are. And who would have thought 8 months ago when the Illawarra Hawks lost the MVP in Kevin Lish, yep, and they also lost Kirk Penny to Adelaide, to New Zealand, and we would have been sitting here saying they're going to make the grand final series. Absolute amazing effort on the road last night to beat Adelaide 106-98.
It was all about attitude, mate. Their opening quarter, they just came out and blew them away.
Yeah, they did. It was an amazing quarter, 27-18, and then they rounded it out for the half at 29-24. So they just did an amazing job, and Rob Beveridge really has to be given credit to be able to lose players that he did. He then got through the season, and Rodney Clark, the former MVP, really wasn't playing well at the beginning of the season. He put him and made him come off the bench, masterstroke for a coach, and now they're into a five-game grand final series versus the premiers from last year in the Perth Wildcats. So it's going to be a beautiful series.
Yeah, it will be. And, I mean, the confidence beating the 36ers, do you give them a chance?
Oh, absolutely. Well, the one thing that was going against Illawarra is they had not won in 11 years going into Perth, but they broke that this year. And now, you know, to go onto the road to beat the minor premiers in Adelaide, in front of a hostile crowd, they'll take all the confidence in the world. So, look, Perth get home court advantage because they finished higher on the ladder. First game will be Sunday. It is going to be very tough. You have to sway towards Perth a little bit, but, hey, the way Illawarra are playing and the comfort that they feel and the coaching staff and, wow, you give them one hell of a chance.
It's funny, we were chatting with Rodney Clark and saying that, the culture of the Illawarra Hawks is you always play above your weight, and that's exactly how they... It's a good culture to have, you know?
Oh, it's a brilliant culture. The underdog. They're always the underdog, and what Aussie doesn't love an underdog, and that's what it's all about this year. So I'll be interested to see if there is anyone in the whole of Australia that will go for Perth that does not live in WA, because I think they'll all be going for the underdog this series.
Yeah. And who's going to be the key player, do you think? Who's going to come out MVP?
Yeah, well, for the Perth Wildcats, there'll be two. There'll be Bryce Cotton and Casey Prather. They're the two that have really been doing it. They hit about 50 points per game between them. So if Illawarra can stop them, that's going to go a long way. For Illawarra, well, it's the big two as well, Rodney Clark and AJ Ogilvy. Now, AJ Ogilvy went down injured and only played a few minutes last night in a really bad ankle. So hopefully he's all right. He only had 72 hours to turn around for game one. So that'd be a big loss. And they really need, he may be all-star first team this season. So they're the two that have to lead for me. And also I'll throw in Marvell Harris, Illawarra. He had a great start to the season, tapered off, but last night he was phenomenal. So it's going to be a beauty of a series.
All right, it's early days, but at tab.com.au, Illawarra Hawks are the outsiders at $2.60, the Perth Wildcats $1.50 in the best of five. How do you see it?
Oh, you've got to have a crack on Illawarra. I mean, it's just the underdog. Right now, everyone's saying they're like the Golden State Warriors for the NBA. They've just come out of nowhere. They're fun. They get heaps of points up. I mean, they had 106 points in a final last night. You know, that's just what teams... This is about offense versus defense. Offense is Illawarra. Defense is Perth. So the best will prevail. But I'll tell you, they're nice, juicy odds for Illawarra. I wouldn't mind having a little crack on that.
Yeah, it's very exciting. Oh, it's amazing to still have a New South Wales team in
there.
Right.
Go those Hawks.
But remember, we'll always be back, and next year, go the Kings.